life at values.com.
96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Arguably, we've not seen Capitol Hill or presidential politics this busy or this full of controversy in a really long time. First of all, we've got the failed GOP attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare, sanctuary cities, the Congressional Black Caucus meeting with the president, and that's just for starters. Well, tonight we're going to talk to Maryland's new 4th Congressional District Representative, freshman Congressman Anthony Brown. He'll answer our questions and yours. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Congressman Brown, first time I've had the chance to say that to you. Here's a belated congratulations. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks, Harold. It's nice to be back on the show. Last time I was on was a while ago when I was Maryland's lieutenant governor.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So, again, thank you so much for joining me. Let me get right to some headline things today. The head of the House Intelligence Committee, the chairman, Devin Nunes, says he's not going to step from that post. And the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is supporting him. I know that you are, you know, on the House Committee on Ethics, and his issues don't necessarily apply to your committee. But do you believe he has ethical issues as it relates to how he's been dealing with the president and this information regarding Russia and wiretaps and the like?
Well, I'm not going to go to the ethical question because I don't even think that you need to go that far to be able to point out what he did was wrong. It was wrong as a practical matter, right? When there were questions about Russian interference, when there were questions about possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign, there were many that were calling for an independent investigation or at least an independent committee. So when the decisions were made that both the Senate Intelligence and the House Intelligence Committee would do that investigation, that was unsatisfactory for many, but that was the best we were going to get. Mm-hmm. And now we have a scenario where we have a committee chair who sort of, you know, this is not regular order without consultation with the committee and simply informing the speaker goes running down to the White House and has a conversation about a matter that's under investigation. So, you know, not even touching the ethical issues, but just as a practical matter, regular order and the expectations, what, you know, the American public wants. It just wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm talking to freshman Congressman Anthony Brown, the new congressman in Maryland's 4th Congressional District. If you have a question or comment for him, please give us a call. Now, here is something that actually does potentially impact your work on the House Committee on Natural Resources. The rollback today by executive order of the president on those regulations concerning the environment and climate change. Do you think that this rollback is going to do real damage to America's natural resources?
You know, I think it will, and I think if we're not able to resist this, if we're not able to keep in place the hard fought gains of the last 8 years under the Obama administration, then I think it potentially can. I mean, under President Obama, a lot of progress was made. The agreement reached in Paris, a number of the regulations that were put in effect to minimize the impact of energy production on the environment, the investments in the Chesapeake Bay. You know, we made a lot of progress, and there's a lot of work to do. And this executive order, you know, moves us in the wrong direction. But it's exactly what then candidate, now President Trump promised. And this, you know, elections matter. And he said, that these things would happen, and now he's executing on dismantling everything that that we accomplished over the last 8 years.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to freshman Congressman Anthony Brown from Maryland's 4th Congressional District. Let's go to the phone lines. Lakeisha, calling from Silver Spring. Lakeisha, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Wanted to say that every day there's something new. You go to sleep at night, you wake up. Is there anything? Oh, let me take this back. Every position requires that people tell the truth. I think they take an oath to tell the truth before settling in these positions. How can we as a nation get all of these people to tell the truth, including our president? I think we are it's a bad look on the United States.
Okay.
For all of these things that's happening.
Let me see what the congressman has to say about that. Go right ahead.
The president plays fast and loose with the facts. And, you know, as long as I've been in public service, and I've had my disagreements with Republicans. I've had disagreements with fellow Democrats. But what we tend to do is we at least agree on the facts. This is the set of facts we can all accept. And then you make your case. You know, you're either for tax reform or you're not. You're either, you know, to expand access to affordable quality health care or you're not. We may disagree on how you do it. But the real challenge with the current administration is you can't fix them on the facts because the facts are they kind of make them up as you go. To suit their purposes. So this has been a real, I'll be honest, it's been a frustration for not only Democrats, but I think Republicans who have had to apologize time and again for the manner in which facts are contrived and made up from the administration. So this is a new world for many of us.
I was about to say, you know, when you and I were coming up, you know, you and I are approximately, you know, the same age, the kinds of fast and loose playing with the truth could sink a candidate, sink someone who was elected to office. What happened?
I mean, look, there was a time when voters held people accountable for what they said during election. And that we were also held accountable for inappropriate language, inappropriate behavior. But we saw in last year that doesn't seem to be the standard for some, and that's why we have a president who's fast moves with the facts, norms and kind of standards of decorum and civility seem to have gone by the wayside. But yeah. I think Michelle Obama said it best during the convention. When they go low, we go high, and you have to maintain a moral high ground. That doesn't mean you can't let folks beat you up, and you got to oppose, you got to resist, you got to fight the good fight, but you can't abandon the moral high ground.
202-3
and truth is found on the moral high ground.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Juanita, calling from Maryland. Juanita, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
It's my pleasure. Thank you. First of all, thank you guys for what you guys do. I believe that it's very important that we remain strong. I myself am a woman of color, and that's the only thing I know is being a woman of color. But you're right. Back in the day, we held people more accountable. What I do want to say is that it is a good fight, and it's worth it. Sometimes I get discouraged, and I want to give up, but it's too many people dependent on me to do that. And I just want to encourage you in this time. It's a time of change for America, and America has to make reparations for the times. They were going this way for a long time, I believe. I believe that they were looking the other way for so long that eventually it became easier to look the other way. That's what happened to the truth.
Okay.
It was always being distorted to make us believe that they were doing things that they really weren't. What about the moon when we were supposed to go on the moon when we really didn't?
Yeah. Well, Bridget, thank you so much for your comments. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking to Maryland's new 4th Congressional District Representative, freshman Congressman Anthony Brown. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. We're taking all calls, of course, even after we switch over to Sirius XM Channel 141. Bridget, calling from Northeast, what's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. How's everybody today?
Just fine. Go right ahead.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi. My favorite child story is The Emperor's New Clothes. And at some point, I heard a gentleman on MSNBC the other night, and he really defined Donald Trump in some really tough words. He called him ignorant and just said that he just lacks everything. I want to ask you, now that you're in this position that you ran for, do you find it just simply crazy, your new job? Because at some point, I think if I were sitting in your position, I'd have to throw up my hand and say, everything right now is just simply crazy and insane. It's amazing to me how a person tells a lie. A lie.
Well, Bridget, let me see what the congressman has to say about that, because that's similar to a question that I wanted to ask you, Congressman Brown. It's one thing to look at it from the outside, but now you're in it, as I said in the beginning, in the thick of it. Has this surprised you?
You know, what has surprised me is the manner in which in Congress things get rushed through without the kind of thorough debate that I think America deserves. You look at the efforts by the Republicans to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And the Republicans are in the majority. Notwithstanding that the Congressional Budget Office says, hey, 24 million Americans are going to go without health insurance if you pass this repeal plan, they don't believe it. They don't. And if they do believe it, they don't care. And we could have, as Democrats, said, wow, you know, we're outgunned here. We're in the minority. But we didn't. And we resisted. We made the case. More importantly, Americans listened, and they were outraged. And throughout this country, folks got energized. And look what happened. The Republicans, who've had 7 years to cobble together a decent health care plan, couldn't get anything passed and had to pull their proposal from the floor, which was a victory. I mean, it was a victory for America. But the real work begins, you know, now, because we all understand we need to improve upon what we have. So maybe we can get to work now.
Okay. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. John, calling from Odenton. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, my name is John. Congressman, I hear you talking the rhetoric, and I appreciate that, about lies. But the lies were that you're going to get a $2,500 discount with affordable health care. You're going to be able to keep your doctors. Those are facts. For most of us, we're paying a fortune for hospitalization insurance. Unfortunately, Republicans couldn't get it together, and I think that's I don't understand that. But what the Democrats did, I think, was atrocious. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, let me respond, John. Look, under the Affordable Care Act, it's a fact that the rate of increase in premiums went down. Now, there are some Americans who paid more, who are paying more for health insurance, but they'd be paying a whole lot more had it not been for the Affordable Care Act. And that's hard for people to sort of appreciate, because you're paying more today than you were yesterday, and you thought the Affordable Care Act would result in you paying less. And that may not have been the case for everybody, but I can assure you that you would have been paying a whole lot more. More importantly, there would have been millions of Americans that did not have access to affordable quality health care. You know, kids at age 25 coming out of college or even without college, you know, new in the job market, can't afford insurance. One, the Affordable Care Act, their parents can keep them on their coverage.
Yeah.
And those are the types of provisions that expanded health care to more and more Americans. Overall, the Affordable Care Act has been a good thing. We know that we need to do more. We have to reduce prescription drug costs. We gotta continue to find ways to make premiums more affordable, less money out of pocket with copays. But what we saw last week wasn't the answer, and that's why it didn't pass.
Congressman, I need to take a break. Please stay with us. We are talking to Maryland's new 4th Congressional District Congressman, Congressman Anthony Brown. If you have a question, if you have a comment for him, please give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you can't get through, please keep trying. We will be taking calls even after 7:30 on Sirius XM Channel 141. So do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.